Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
What's up, Theorites? About a month ago, we made a speech that we're back to classic ATT, bringing the content, getting back at it. Well, unfortunately, the universe had other plans. Our boy, our beloved Braden, absolute beauty. He's experiencing a very close family loss. So we were going to move this case file, and then the news got worse, and then I was gone. So this week he just got Dan and Andrew, a little power hour. But yeah, we wish Braden the best as he deals with this. But a personal, very close personal family loss, immediate family. And it happened quick, unexpected. So super tough. Hold those loved ones tight. That's all you got in the end.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing. A double duo edition with me, your host, Dan.
And the co-host. Is that how that, yeah?
Yeah, okay. You're the co-host.
Right on, moving up.
You're the second person,
I moved up two spots. And like, just like that.
Yes. And now collectively we are Dan Drew. So,
that's true.
We're almost like a whole person. Yeah.
Well, together we make one, we've already discussed this. We make one brown person, one complete. White person. That's perfect. That's the team.
Yeah. Balance everything out.
I think so.
But we do have reason to celebrate today, even though we're missing two of the four theorists. We're at 50% strength, but we are have reason to celebrate today. We had to put out this episode because today we are celebrating World UFO Day. If you didn't know about it, don't worry, because I only found out about it today.
It's been a wild 2 days for the Canadian UFO fans. Like just back-to-back celebration.
What'd you guys celebrate?
Canada Day yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, we have America Day soon. Okay. Yeah. That's July 4th. So we have America
Day. Nice.
And then you guys have Canada Day?
Yeah.
What do you guys do on Canada Day?
Like, what do you think? Fucking drink Canadian, Molson Canadian, eat poutine, fucking play hockey.
Ride mooses.
No, we just fireworks and wave flags and probably very July 4th-ish without the gun violence.
Do you have the little fireworks stands that pop up and then pop?
Fireworks are illegal here.
What? Yeah,
you can't buy them.
Oh, fires. Wildfires.
Yeah.
Huh?
No. Yeah. We still the city puts on a fireworks show, but you can't buy them.
Sure. But we have you never been able to buy them, or is that a reason?
No, you can't.
Never?
No.
Can you drive to another?
They sell them on the reserves and stuff like that. You can get them, but it's hard, man.
Yeah. Smuggling fireworks. Yeah. But you also don't want to burn down your house.
No, God, no.
Burn down half of
Colombia. It's crazy, though. It's been so wet here. Like, it's doing nothing. But you can count on one hand how many nice days we've had so far this summer, which is insane. It's been just fucking piss and rain.
Well, then that's a shitty day for it to be World UFO Day, because you'd be out there looking for UFOs unless it's so cloudy.
It's overcast. You can't see them.
Can't see anything. No. For those of you who are curious about World UFO Day, and if you think you missed it, you're like, oh, no, it was on June 24th. You'd also be right, because it is apparently it's two different days that some people consider the rightful day for World UFO Day. Like the first one is June 24th, and that's when you had the original Stan Gordon UFO sighting, where they coined the term when they printed the story about they coined the term flying saucers. And then you have the other one, July 2nd, which is also the celebration, the annual anniversary of the Roswell crash. So nice. Like, or something crashed into the you know, a ranch on July 2nd and then shot off one of the biggest UFO things to ever pretty much hit history ever.
Well, that is like, that's ground zero for UFO, right? Like that's the UFO phenomenon for North America anyways, right?
Yeah, I think that's easy to agree. I mean, Roswell is kind of like, that is synonymous with aliens and UFO stuff. Like, that's probably like the first thing you're like, hey, you know, you Google search UFO, Roswell is going to be the first thing to come up. You're going to watch a couple seasons of that shitty fucking CW show. You know, you're going to watch a couple, what was the other one? There's a couple Roswell. You're going to watch the episode of Futurama. You're going to.
It was a cartoon too, like, wasn't there?
I think there was a cartoon. I can't remember what it was. I mean, there's a couple of cartoons that,
yeah, and Roswell conspiracy
around. Is that what it was?
It's called Roswell.
Cartoon.
Yeah, it was cartoon.
Okay. That's it. I'm gonna go back and watch that. Yeah. But yeah, those are the things that you can kind of, you know, put into World UFO Day. There's plenty of ways that people and if you're also curious about what more about World UFO Day, you can go to worldufoday.com. They have an actual website for the entire celebration, or you can follow them on Facebook and you can be one of the 256 other people responding.
Surprisingly, got a Facebook group, not like a MySpace. Doesn't.
Well, I don't know. They've only been around since, let's see. I think it started, it didn't even start until like the 2000s where they start, 2001 maybe they started celebrating World UFO Day, or it got somehow recognition and made it onto the Google calendar. I don't know. Like that's when it became official. And so what the stated mission of World UFO Day is, the whole point is to celebrate the existence of UFOs and extraterrestrial life, which we do every day here at Alien Series. It's apparently it's supposed to be a party. And so you're supposed to do party things on your World UFO Day. Here are a number of things.
It sounds like a terrible idea because the last thing I can think of people celebrating UFOs is those fucking people on the top of that skyscraper on fucking Independence Day.
Yeah.
Remember?
That is what I look for.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
That's why I look for it. Somebody sent me a reminder. They're like, hey, it's World UFO Day, because they know I do the podcast. And they're like, hey, do we have to celebrate today or can we celebrate it tomorrow? I was like, oh, yeah. And then I sent them sexy Ian Malcolm. Nice. What's his name? Jeff Goldblum from sexy scientist Jeff Goldblum from Independence Day GIF. But it's like, yeah, it's it, which is like, I forgot how good he looked in that movie. And it's like, you know, Jeff Goldblum looks good in every movie.
Oh, yeah, he still looks good.
He does those fucking apartments.com commercials and he looks fantastic. But yeah, if you're wondering what you can do to celebrate World UFO Day, you can. Here's from the official website. Here are some ideas that they kind of throw out there. So you can invite some friends or UFO enthusiasts to your party, which is weird because I don't know if you'd want to just invite random UFO enthusiasts to your party that aren't also your friends.
That'd be kind of weird. I don't know.
Just like, do you hit up the local like UFO Facebook group and then be like, hey, you guys want to come over and hang out?
Maybe they're like swingers. Maybe you like turn on a green light and just like crack the fucking garage door and you walk around and you say, oh yeah, these guys are into UFOs too. And just walk in.
Put one of those inflatable alien things out in the front of your, house. And come just on.
Go house to house.
Like, come on. Weird. You can also wear or create your own UFO alien t-shirts. We got plenty of those.
I'm sure they already sell some on the fucking on website.
I'm sure we sell some on our website. Don't go to their website.
Ours are better.
Our shirts are way better.
Ours are way cooler.
You can watch the sky together and spot some strange flying objects flying around. That's what it's saying. So, I mean, you know, you got there sky watching. I mean, we already cover most of these things. We tell you to keep your eyes on the skies
regularly
all the time, you know? So yeah, it's like, and then you can also take pictures of these strange objects in the sky. I swear to God, AI wrote this fucking thing. I don't know who wrote this. It's like, So, you know, you can take pictures, but videos would be better. Please, like, please send us videos of UFOs. Don't send us photos. We all know they can be photoshopped and they're difficult for us to parse out. Way more effort. We can, you know, send us a video that we can watch and then we can tell you it's a bug or a China lantern.
Or absolutely a UFO, without a doubt.
Or, yes, 100% UFO. Mm-hmm. Yep. So you can create original looking UFOs out of frisbees or perform other creative actions. This is, I don't know who does it, but I mean, I guess if you're going out, you know, go out and play some, you know, better idea would be like take those, you know, get some UFO themed frisbee golf discs.
World UFO Day is kind of fucking anticlimactic here. I was waiting for some excitement. Like, do they have any UFO-themed foods? Like, it's like Super Bowl, like anything cool like that?
Well, you could do that. You should add to this list.
I think I can make a better list.
You could pick, UFO-themed Jell-O molds.
Absolutely. I mean, and like, is there any talk of probing?
No, maybe.
There should be. Right?
I haven't got to the end of the list yet. I would like a UFO Jell-O with a cherry Jell-O. I'd probably use Jell-O or cherry Jell-O. Maybe blue. I guess you'd have green. To be green.
Absolutely. Fucking green. Lime.
Yeah. Lime. Lime Jell-O. Okay. You can have conversations about the possibility of extraterrestrial life and start open discussions.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Which I can do that. Don't do it at work. Don't do it at work. People will think you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Unless you work at an astrobiology lab or something. Or you work at a planetarium.
This thing, though, is like we're so much more open to this now that people will genuinely be like, oh, really? Like, let's talk about this. I've heard, somebody's dad has forced them to sit down and watch the Discovery Channel on, you know, ancient aliens and learned about the Anunnaki or something like that. So they know a little bit. They can dabble.
Yeah. You're 100% right. I think that UFOs have become very mainstream. The articles I did read about this did put it in that kind of that context where it's like, you know, World UFO Day might have been something that nobody really cared about before and never would have made it into like I pulled these off of like ABC News, USA Today articles about World UFO Day. And, you know, they had going down some cool articles about, you know, what's going on in UFO culture now and how it's becomes mainstream. You've got, you know, pretty much stemming from, you know, they probably said like about 2018 is when they kind of started, you know, when they had the Leslie Keene and the Blumenthal articles coming out about the Tic Tac UFOs and the, all of that stuff that happened over the, off the coast of California. And that kind of like kicked off this whole thing. And you've got whistleblowers coming forward. So you got your Grushes.
You got Mexican fucking cake baby aliens.
You got cake baby aliens, which have also been in the news recently. We might have to talk about that in a second. They're still there.
Nobody's eating them yet.
You've got your Greers, you know, out there with their CE7s, CE8s, you know, and, you know, people just going, you know, even Abby Loeb's in the news like every now and then. And like, I think I mentioned it before, like News Nation, which is like kind of like this premier streaming news media outlet now, I guess, kind of always has UFO stuff like every week in their thing. They got what's his name? Cold Hard Coley's coming on there and talking about some strange happenings, or commenting on some other whistleblower claim UFO claims that have come out recently. But yeah, it's very. I guess it is more accepted now that everybody's kind of seen, more or less like it's everywhere. That it's like, but the thing is like. I still find it interesting that people haven't like heard of like ancient aliens. Like, you know, it's like most people like I've talked to, like, have you ever watched the series Ancient Aliens? They're like, no. I'm like,
is it still on?
There's like 20.
Is it still going?
There's like, yeah. There's like 26 seasons of this show. I'm like, how do you like not know what it is?
Is Giorgio still the guy?
I don't think he shows up as much.
It's too big time.
I don't think he has to. He gets his own show. He had his own show for a second. Like, he got his own show. Where they basically, I said it before, like they essentially paid him to, I think it was Giorgio Tsoukalos, like search for Atlantis or something. And it looked like they just paid him to sail around the Mediterranean in a pretty posh, like sailboat yacht. And then just like sail from port to port, like talking to like randos and being like, hey,
have you ever heard of Atlantis? Like
Atlantis. Yeah, pretty much.
Anyways,
yeah. Like, what do you guys think about
it? Let's go eat.
Yeah. Pretty much. Like, yeah. And the Spanakopita. Yeah. Like, you know, you know, but I don't think he's on as much. You still have, there's still a lot of the guys that we probably met backstage in like LA and stuff like that. There's probably, they're still there. What's his face is still on there. Nick Pope. I think Redfern, is in there a lot, but you know, it still just kind of baffles me that it's just like, wow, some people have really never heard of this show. Well, and it's like, it's not something that's like UFO Cowboys where I'm like, nobody's heard of this show. Nobody's watching this show.
I've seen it. But
I know you've seen it, but I told you guys about it.
I've never seen an episode of Ancient Aliens, right? Obviously, I've talked about it, I've watched clips and stuff, but that's because I don't have cable. I've never, like, I haven't had cable since fucking, like, you know, the mid-2000s. Mm. Like, that's just,
actually, doesn't get,
right? So, and like, how else is somebody going to watch it other than those rando clips on Facebook?
Now, you could, if you live in the U.S., you can watch Pluto TV. You can pull up PlutoTV.com and then you, or whatever it is, Pluto TV, and watch. They have three, they used to have one. Now they have three like paranormal channels, which run like 24 hour, like ghost hunters.
How?
Ancient Aliens.
How are we not on
UFO
this?
Hunters.
How are we not on this channel? Like, why can't,
I don't know.
Why can't we be like the Impractical Jokers of paranormal TV? Right? Like, remember Impractical Jokers? It was on that like random fucking channel for the longest time, like True TV or some shit. It made no sense that we watched like fucking shark documentaries and all of a sudden Impractical Jokers popped up. Yeah. We could be that.
And it's,
let's do it.
I guess.
We got to send them Brady. Yeah,
I'll have to call.
He's the fucking moneymaker.
I'll have to call Pluto TV. I have to call him. Like, look, I watch your fucking channel all the time, especially since you guys put on that TNA wrestling channel, and now it's just 24-hour TNA wrestling.
ATT are huge fans of fucking Pluto.
I'm watching AJ Styles, like, best matches every day. Dude,
he used to be so awesome.
It's crazy.
He used to be so good.
I just watched him stab a dude in the eye with a pin.
What? When did you do that?
He was like him and the Pope or whatever were wrestling for the heavyweight champion. I don't know. These are like the Pope.
The Pope's trying to save Catholicism by beating
Frankie P.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know? No, it was like Pope. What's his name? The black guy. I don't know. It was a pretty good match. It was pretty awesome.
I've been out of the game for a while.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. It was like an AJ Styles, like his time when he was like a protege of like Ric Flair or whatever.
Oh, cool.
Like,
it's bizarre. Yeah, he used to be awesome. I don't like he must be getting up there now.
He went to Japan. Didn't he go to Japan? He came back recently.
Was in Japan for a while. I remember that. I think he
made it back here recently. I think
because he's not with WWE anymore.
I don't know. I thought he came back to NXT or something. Like he showed up for something. I thought, but I saw a couple matches of his stuff like in Japan. I think in the last couple of years.
He's almost 50 years old.
The phenomenal one.
Yeah, he's currently
AJ Styles.
Alan Neil Jones. AJ, there you go. He's currently signed with WWE and is on SmackDown.
Yeah. Because he like came back and it was like, I thought that was like a big
50
thing.
Years old.
That's crazy.
And he's jumping around like a fucking maniac.
He does some crazy shit. He's like a high flyer and you shouldn't even be that like. It's crazy. It's just his body shape.
Insane. He's like a fucking little fridge, man. He's not a big dude either. He's short and wide. He's jacked. He's fucking jacked. But like usually the high flyers are either like small and like lean or... Well, either is Rey Mysterio. Nah. Like Rey Mysterio is a little fucking monster now too.
Right. Yeah. He's a fucking block. Yeah. He's just like a block of person. It's a stump.
Oh, fuck it. There is no way.
Isn't he retired? He's like super retired.
He's sitting here saying AJ Styles is 5'11". I don't know about that.
Small guy.
Yeah. Well, maybe just because all the other wrestlers look gigantic.
Oh, sure. So before that happens, after you have your conversations about AJ Styles and extraterrestrial life, you can share that knowledge. You can share books and videos and with proof that UFOs exist. We can do that. I don't have a lot of books. Not. Oh, a lot on my Kindle. I don't have physical copies of books. Who has it? But I guess you can share that knowledge. You can read from your UFO encounters guide and your
encyclopedia.
Book that pretty nice. Encyclopedia of UFO encounters. Yeah. You can read it out loud to your kids.
Fucking give them nightmares before they go to bed.
Hell yeah. You can watch alien and UFO movies together, which I think would be the natural thing.
That's a great
idea. And I clicked, and so this is where we'll come in and we'll help out everybody, because when I went to the site, it says watch alien UFO movies together. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Cool. And it said, check out some of the top rated ones here. And I clicked on the link, 404 error.
Oh, fucker.
So how am I going to know what the top rated alien movies are? I'll know because we're going to tell
it's
you.
It's better than my suggestion of the door-to-door probing. You know, like a little take on Halloween,
I mean, we already said Independence Day, so I guess that would be the natural, because it's July 2nd already, which is, yeah. Let's tell you about,
yeah.
Wouldn't Independence Day take place over like a course of like weeks?
Yeah, I would imagine. So it was quick.
It was like a couple days or at least like a week, maybe a week or two. Because they had to drive, didn't they have to drive? They had to drive to Area 51 from like LA, right?
Yep.
And that was at least 2 or 3 days. So maybe like a week.
I'd like to think we put up at least a week's worth of a fight before we did it now, right? Like, I'd like to
hope. Yeah.
You're watching them like take out different parts of the world, right? Like you're watching, was like Egypt and like, you know, so yeah.
Yeah. Which is like Egypt, like why? It's like,
they're getting revenge because we took credit for all their
they're angry.
They're mad. Maybe they're thinking that's their greatest power source that they don't even know about. We're going to take it out, right?
Yeah.
So strategically,
just to be sure,
they don't know that we're fucking dumb and we haven't been utilizing any of that, right?
Mm.
They don't know.
Yeah.
So now it makes sense.
From our previous survey, it's like, this is their greatest power source, but we haven't been using it because we're dummies.
Yeah, we're dumb.
But, yeah, and then they blew up everything. What was it? Did they blow up the Eiffel Tower? Did they blow up Paris?
Ooh, probably.
I remember the White House. I remember the Empire State Building-ish. And
I don't remember the Empire
State Building. Big building in LA.
I definitely remember the skyscraper in LA because all the weirdos are looking like they're fucking going to a rave on their top.
Come probe me. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah. We're on it.
Yeah.
Vaporized.
And then obviously the White House, like you said, that's the most iconic thing.
I remember watching like a special effects documentary about how they put together that whole model just to fucking blow it up.
Awesome. Was it small? Like a tiny one?
It was pretty big.
Oh, cool.
It was like, it wasn't like super, super small. It was probably the size of like a large, maybe like small compact car size, like, you know, like about that. So it was pretty big.
That's cool.
Pack enough explosive in there to make it look real nice, blowing up. I guess the natural would be Independence Day.
Yep.
What else would they watch? What else should you watch? I guess you could watch. People would say Alien. I would say not.
Nah, because it's a scary.
It's a more,
yeah, but and it's
so scary.
Yeah. Well, but so is Signs. Signs is fucking terrifying. But you got to put Signs on the list.
Signs is also terrifying. Yes. Dude, I was so fucked up after I saw that movie the first time.
Close Encounters?
You can watch Close Encounters. Dude, Close Encounters, I remember going back and I didn't watch that movie like early childhood. I never watched that movie like when I was a kid or when I was a teenager. Like watching it when I'm older, I'm like, Richard Dreyfuss is a piece of shit. He is a fucking terrible dad in that movie.
Weren't dads just terrible back then?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. I'm like,
that's just depiction of
like,
a dad.
When people watch this movie, like, oh, he's just like a normal dad. Like, he's just normal. I'm like, no, he's a fucking asshole.
No, man. Like, that's how dads were. There's no hugging and kissing or nothing. There's cracking beer and sitting on the couch.
He's like, I gotta go or whatever. I gotta leave. And it's just like, I'm making my mashed potatoes sculptures and just like, pissed off at everybody. And it's like, dude, like, what?
Yeah. Not great.
I guess, yeah. But I guess I can watch Close Encounters.
I feel like most alien movies are scary movies.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of people would probably say Paul. Like, it'd be Paul? Like Paul.
Paul's okay.
I
didn't really like it that much.
I don't like
stuff. Okay, this is even easier. So we'll do categories. Best UFO comedy.
Best UFO comedy? Oh, Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, that's I hadn't seen that. I would say Mars Attacks. I think Mars Attacks was fucking great.
Yeah. I could see that too. Yeah. I guess I would say Mars Attacks and those would pair well together.
Okay, best Aliens action movie. There's only one action.
Best Aliens 2, the second Alien movie.
Is that, oh no, I'm thinking, which one's the one where Buddy has the two fucking like Desert Eagles in his up his sleeves? That must be 3.
Oh, that was Resurrection. That was with Ron Perlman? The one with Ron Perlman?
Yeah, I think so.
That had Ron Perlman.
But no, Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
I still put Alien in horror movie.
I guess you could put Predator in there too. Oh, like you fuck. Could just put Predator in there.
Yeah, I'm wrong. Like, Predator's better. Better than Starship Troopers. You could just,
I mean, it is the perfect action movie. Yeah. Like sci-fi. No,
you're right.
Movie.
I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
I guess I put, yeah. So yep. I guess Predator.
You know what?
You put that on
you
there.
You know which one I really used to like, especially for horror movie, was The Faculty. That was a good.
Josh Hartnett. Yeah.
Oh, guys, Dreamboat. Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Dreamboat with his like fucking long ass sleeves. Yeah, and fucking, I don't know what he, last thing I saw him, that was a long time ago. Last time I saw him was like in something called Bunraku, which is like a weird ass like action movie. Like, I think he's doing okay.
I remember Lucky Number 11 or whatever the fuck that was.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
That, like,
yeah.
But he, like, I cannot believe he hasn't been in any one of, like, he's not in the MCU.
But he's like, I don't know. He's real. Once he get out of the Josh Hartnett, he's just Josh Hartnett in like every movie, you know. That's like he's true. Got that squinty, soft voice, and you're just kind of like, I don't know.
He's got that squinty smolder, is what you're saying. Like, yeah, fucking Dreamboat, man.
I guess I don't know if he got older, like would that carry over into
maybe
like,
he's one of those young guys that just aged like shit. Like, actually, but he was kind of like an adult. Okay. While you know, we've seen him as an adult.
We did Lucky Number 7.
He's not like a Jonathan Taylor Thomas who turned into a little troll.
Maybe he just got done with Hollywood and he was just like,
that's cool.
Just made a bunch of money.
Makes him like me. I
did The Faculty. That was my peak. I'm done.
Was it his peak? No. No. God, no.
No.
What's peak Josh Hartnett?
Peak Josh Hartnett?
Peak Josh Hartnett.
I don't know, because didn't he do like a buddy movie with somebody? Like he did like, shit. I can't remember. I don't know what peak Josh, was it 40, 40 days, 40 nights?
No, that absolutely not. That was a good movie. 30 Days a Night, badass. That was a really good.
Oh, that was recent. Wasn't that recent? 30 Days a Night?
When you say recent, it's like 20 years ago.
30 Days a Night?
Yeah, that's like fucking, that's early 2000s for sure.
Oh. Wait, 40 Days and 40 Nights?
Or you're no, about 30 Days of Night.
Oh, I thought that was a different movie. I'm thinking of a different movie.
40 Days and 40 Nights, yes. It was like rom-com where he's not having sex. But 30 Days a Night with the vampires. Unreal movie.
Oh, with the vampires. Yeah. No. I'm thinking of a different movie.
No, but Pete Josh movie. Hartnett's Black Hawk Down.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Not Pearl Harbor. That movie fucking sucked.
Not Pearl Harbor. You sure?
Not Pearl Harbor. Yeah, no.
Oh, what other categories do we have?
Okay, so we did action. We did comedy.
Best Alien Romance.
There we go.
Oof. See, I would put Earth Girls Easy in that one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else would be a fucking Alien Romance.
I put comedy and romance. I put that one in there. Alien Romance. Like,
ooh. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like this should be easier.
Alien Romance.
My Stepmom is an Alien. That was one.
Romance and Fifth Element. Ish. But I wouldn't call it, but it's not categorized as a romance. So no, that's not going to work.
It should be. Yeah. Lilu.
Best Alien Kids Movie.
Alien Kids Movie? Oh, Flight of the Navigator, Rob?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Flight of the Navigator, E.T., obviously.
I mean, these are ones from when I was a kid.
Not so Mac
I
mean, and like, Me. You know, Mac and Me was god awful. Not Mac and Me, no.
It's fucking product placement for Coke and McDonald's. They lived on Coke. Mars is made of Coke. Can't, like, in that universe, Mars is made of Coke. Like,
oh, another good alien comedy, Galaxy Quest. I fucking love Galaxy Quest.
Yeah. I guess you could put Star Wars in there.
But I don't know.
It has aliens.
It does. Like it
has,
yeah,
they are aliens-ish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess it doesn't really count. I don't know. I guess almost Star Wars is almost like a fantasy more than like science
fiction.
I would agree with that.
It's
like more like
I could.
It's more fantasy. Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Like so, putting it in the alien category feels a little out of place.
Well, the reason, like, I feel like to be in this category. It has to involve like aliens and planet Earth. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Sure,
right?
Like encounters, like first contact kind of thing.
Like there has to be that aspect, right?
Mm.
But I don't know.
Mm.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. No, No, I could go. I could roll with that.
And that's it. Yeah, that's pretty much like, yeah.
That's pretty much all the ones. So you guys can watch Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yep.
You can watch Independence Day. Yep. And you can watch Predator.
Yeah, there you go. And nothing else.
I should flesh out your day. And then you have your alien UFO themed barbecue or and disc golf.
Any one of Josh Hartnett's many fucking, you know.
Yeah. Fucking one of Josh Hartnett's
just amazing masterpieces.
Pick anyone from his career. Yeah,
doesn't
from
matter.
His amazing career.
Anything.
And the final thing you can do on World UFO Day is you can invite extraterrestrials through meditation, thought, or other ways of communication.
You're going to be stepping on Stephen Greer's fucking gimmick, though.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. That's his whole thing. Yoga in the desert. Going to meet aliens.
And you can pay like $700 to do it.
And then write a fucking non-disclosure agreement.
Because
obviously.
Sign your NDA.
Can't share the truth. You don't want everybody to know.
Can't. Don't, you know, you can't have everybody out there and know what's going on.
Yeah. You can't have everybody out there because then he'd be like really rich.
They'd all know the truth.
Yeah, wouldn't want that.
Yeah, and then yes, he'd also be really rich. Wonder how much, come on, how much money. They still get him to like comment on stuff. Like,
why?
He still gets
Where
paid.
Where's the credibility?
I don't know.
You know what I hate?
He did one good documentary. He did one pretty good documentary.
Can I vent about, since it's World UFO Day, can I vent about something to do with these encounters, especially the many that we talk about? Because like, first of all, talk about Stephen Greer. The first thing that everybody does to lend him credibility, he's a fucking doctor. He's a doctor. He's a fucking emergency room physician. So he should be the first foremost guy to talk about fucking aliens. Like, right? Or like whenever we...
he's probably pulled so many probes out of people's
beds. That's what I mean. Like, come on. Why? I don't give a fuck with this. He's a fucking dog. It's his job. Just like when we talk about encounters and they're like, well, there's a policeman that witnessed it. Okay. You know, I don't give... Why does that fucking matter? Right? Like, why does that lead credibility to any of these?
Policeman or something?
Yeah, I don't like. I know tons of cops, nice people. Some of them are dipshits, right? Like, I don't know.
I mean, I would totally agree with you because he'd be like, you do get a lot of these comments where like, hey, he was a policeman. I think they always kind of. It's just something to speak to the person's character. Back then, I mean, maybe people are just working off of like outdated, you know. Stereotypes of like these people in these careers and whatever. You're like, he was a police officer, therefore he had to be honest, he had to be an upstanding citizen. And then you're like, well,
I don't know. It's like once you
plenty of cops that we know today are like, have they always been like that?
I don't know.
We just had this like this rosy view of like what they were like back then.
Well, yeah, it's funny. It's like with the pilots. Like, well, he's a pilot. Oh, he flies fucking planes. Okay.
No,
I don't know. That's my vent. What's your, give me some vent about something to do with shit that we discuss with aliens. I want to hear it.
Vent about stuff I'm doing.
Yeah, this is, I'm adding this to World UFO Day. The airing grievances has been added to the list.
To the World UFO Day.
Yes. Alien
Get
related.
Get drunk and air your UFO related grievances. Yeah. And you're going to be like, fuck. What was it? My airing of grievances is when we've talked to people before and like, they'll say scientists say, and I'm like, yeah, like which scientists?
Yeah.
Who
yeah,
exactly? What are they studying? You know? And it's like, who are these people? And you know, it's a lot of stuff is now is like, there's a burden of proof here. Like if you're going to make claims, it's not that hard to like Google up who you're talking about, what you're talking about. And it's like a lot of these encounters or especially like historical stuff where people will be like, oh, especially the ancient aliens, the ancient astronaut crowd. If aliens were helping build these things, I'm like, maybe sure. But I'm also like, you know, people were pretty smart back then and it's not that hard to figure out how to like move big rocks with rope and wood. Like it's not that hard. You know, and they'll just be like, oh, this nobody could have carved anything like this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, motherfucker, like 60 miles away, they found tools and stuff that people doing exactly this. And it's like, you think these people didn't talk?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, they didn't even know.
Because you hired some guy, you got Dr. fucking Johnson here. Nobody knows he's a fucking dentist. Like, are we, you know, like, nobody, like,
or they'll be like, nature doesn't form perfect cubes. I'm like, motherfucker, have you ever seen bismuth? Have you ever seen like the way these rocks, like the bismuth, like forms naturally? It's like, fuck, it's like a perfect little fucking cube. Like, you know, pearls, like, you know, fucking
pearls. I think we need to give nature
And a little credit.
And Mankind, more credit.
A little bit of credit.
A little bit. Yeah. Just give a little bit.
Right. I was like, have aliens visited our planet at some time in the past? Possibly. Yeah. They could have visited, came down here, said, hey, what's up?
Did they
start,
you know,
what's going on?
Our civilization? Maybe.
I think it'd be way cooler if they showed up here in the pyramids. People had already built the pyramids, like, wow, that's fucking cool. And they snap a couple photos and they're like, hey, what's up? Like, here's laser show. And then they're like, you're our new gods. And like, okay, peace, guys.
Like, well, it's like later. Something that would have like drawn them here. Yeah. Right? They could have saw that shit and been like, well, let's go check that out. As opposed to these
let's
fucking
hang out here for a while, you know, whatever.
The fucking monkeys finger popping each other's assholes.
Kang the Conqueror, and they like hang out and become pharaoh for a little bit. And they're like, oh, this is a cool place to hang out. Like,
I mean, I've been campaigning for my entire life that Marvel is basically that's history. It's history. Mm. Stanley
Dracula wasn't the first vampire,
right? Stanley was like he was at a. Beyonder. He had this.
Yeah, he was connected.
He was connected. Yeah. He knew these things.
Yeah. Well, he was in the Akashic Record. Yeah. He had it, all that stuff being beamed straight into his head.
Yeah.
Well, all of it. Just putting it on paper. Soft disclosure. Everything. Right there in the history.
All I gotta do is read.
Apocalypse was the first mutant.
The truth is there.
They're among us. They're out there. I was reading something. The heart-shaped root cures vampirism. That's a thing now.
Yep.
That happen.
Doesn't it also give you Black Panther powers?
It does.
Yeah, cool.
But they had just added to the lore where it says it cures vampirism.
I bet you it could probably cure anything. Just like, you know.
I mean, probably. Yeah. They do, isn't that why they tried to find it in the movies? Or they were trying to get it or something? They were trying to cure somebody or
heart-shaped root? Well, they obviously didn't use it on the actual Black Panther because he's dead.
Well, yeah.
Right? Like that.
Well, it makes you stronger. Like it makes you, it doesn't bring you back from the dead. It's like,
yeah, but oddly enough,
connects you
vampirism could do that.
Right? But it heals you. I guess it does. It does. Right? It heals you. I guess is what the thing is. Like in the new comics or whatever, the Blood Wars.
Okay, now listen. Like that's what's happening. Fucking do this math. T'Challa's on his deathbed.
Okay.
Heart shaped curve can't help him, but he gets bitten by a vampire before he dies. Then stays alive. You use the fucking heart shaped herb to cure his vampirism. Boom, you've just completely fucking circumnavigated death. You got the key to immortality.
Yeah. Vampirism and heart-shaped root combined. Immortality.
That's it.
Makes sense.
Problem solved. You just have to make sure they get him the heart-shaped herb before Blade shows up.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Blade turned him into a vampire, apparently.
Really? What is this? What's this new?
This is the Blood Wars. This is the Blood Wars thing is what they're happening now. It's like the rated R... vampires taking over the Marvel universe are kind of going on.
Are they? They're doing like a fucking Marvel Max again?
Rated R? Yeah, that's what they said. They said it's like a rated R kind of thing because a bunch of people like die, like get cut up and shit.
Well, they do that. They do that a lot. They do that. Yeah. It's like fear itself and zombies and all that.
Yeah, but these ones, zombies and stuff. I think it's more like, kind of like that, but it's like a little bit more bloodier, I think was what they're kind of selling it as.
Oh,
it's
called the Blood Wars. They're going full Wesley Snipes Blade too, hey?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man. That honestly, that right there, because I've already heard rumblings of this, makes me feel like there's going to be a Wesley Snipes cameo in Deadpool.
Well, wasn't that the thing though that Ryan Reynolds hates Wesley Snipes?
And that's
like,
the thing.
Like he hates it.
I know, and like, that's why I think
they worked together on Blade 3.
And he was a huge and Wesley Snipes was a huge piece of shit. So,
which he's always been apparently.
Oh yeah. Well, like, could you imagine literally like being in a scene and be like, I'm not opening my eyes. Fuck that. And them have to like make CGI fake eyes on you. You're the star of a movie and you don't, for no reason, just don't want to open your eyes in a scene. So they have to CGI eyes on you. Like that is fucking amazing.
I would not invite him onto set if he was going to pull that shit. Like if there was a possibility he was going to pull that shit, I would not put him on my Deadpool movie.
But that would be such a Ryan Reynolds thing to do because he knows that story's out there. It's well known.
It would be really funny.
Oh, I'll lose my fucking mind.
Be hilarious.
It'd be cool. But I also would be okay with them introducing fucking Mahershala Ali as Blade because he's going to be fucking awesome. He's going to be a wicked Blade. Mm. I think he'll kill it.
I think it'd be cool. I don't know. The new Blood Wars stuff is crazy.
I think it's called Blood Hunt. Nice.
Or Blood Hunt.
Yeah.
Is it Blood Hunt, Blood War?
I don't know if it's like a whole bunch. I want to...
It's been running for a bit.
Fuck. Like, I'm so behind.
Yeah. It started a couple months ago because there was like a big like oh, vampires. Like the vampires used to be like secondary threat. Like Dracula wasn't even that. I remember Dracula not even being that.
No, Tomb of Dracula. Like, I mean,
I remember the Dracula thing being like, oh, he's like, he's in the, he exists in the Marvel universe, but he's just like a dude. Like he's not, he's, nobody thought of him as like a kind of Avengers level threat. Now it's like, holy shit.
Which is cool, as he should be, I would think. He can create well, a massive
he's not
army.
Even the, he's not even the big bad. He's not even the big bad.
Who is him? Like Morbius is? Or who is?
Mm-mm-mm. No, there's like a new set of vampires. I forgot what they call them, but they're like, there's like a new like group of vampires who are like the first vampires or something. And they're
do
all
their
like
fucking chin split open like ones from Blade like, 2?
I don't know. They got crazy magic powers and stuff and just fucking shit
Blade
up.
2 was awesome.
Blade 2 was
like,
good.
Blade 2 was Blade 2. Fucking awesome. Like Blade 1, it was really good.
Ron Perlman in it. Yeah. Had Ron Perlman in it. And fucking Wesley Snipes was in it. And duh. But like, yeah. What's his name was the lady in that was super hot. Like,
oh yeah. Chicks in vampire movies are always babes. It's a fucking requirement.
Very true.
Yeah. You gotta be. Gotta be a rocket.
Even from like Mina Harkness. Like who's Mina Harkness in them?
Wasn't it the chick from
Bram Stoker?
Beetlejuice, wasn't it?
Oh,
oh my God, Winona Ryder, right? Is it?
Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
Was Mina Harkness?
Oh, I gotta look that up. I have this.
Yeah. I think so.
That's gonna bug me.
I think she was in that movie. I don't know if she was Mina Harkness or she was...
Oh, Winona Ryder. Mina Harker, yep.
She was Mina Harkness? Yep. Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
That...
Because she is hot.
That is a fucking wicked movie.
Was that prime? I mean, that was prime Winona Ryder.
Prime. Oh, dude. Prime. But she's still fucking hot.
I guess she is always prime. It's always prime Winona Ryder.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, that movie was fucking wicked.
It's Keanu Reeves.
Gary Oldman.
Okay, who's Gary Oldman? Is it
Dracula? By Anthony Hopkins.
Hot Gary Oldman. Hot Gary Oldman with that dude with the hat.
Anthony Hopkins is Van Helsing, too. Like, that's. Oh, my God.
Tony Hopkins.
Yeah, that's a good movie. That's worth a fucking rewatch.
Mm.
Yeah, that's absolutely worth it.
Yeah, you can put it into your UFO world day.
Yeah,
rotation. Dracula.
Just add it. It's fine.
Put it in there. Yeah, just put it in there. That's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah, I would add it.
Let's see. You know, besides that, you know, it is World UFO Day, and it's just we're just kind of riffing right now today. It's besides UFO World Day, is that a lot of stuff going on? There's some other weird news I came across here today. People have been talking about Flat Earth Part 3 in our Discord chat, and I'd like to inform everybody that you don't even have to wait for that. There's going to be a new reality show coming out called Flat Earthers, and it will pay players cash if they can convince a panel of experts that the world is flat. They will pay them that.
I know how to win that easily. Just fucking pencil on a neck tattoo and look real sketchy and sit them right beside people. Because I was ready to agree with whatever those fucking people said when they came to the studio. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, yeah. Whatever it takes to keep me away from
give
you.
The crazy eyes. Yeah. Just like, yeah sure, absolutely. That's fine. I don't know. Yeah. Don't eat me. apparently they're going to pay. I guess they have 5 families that each, I don't know how they prove this, but they each genuinely believe that the earth is flat. And so what they're going to do is that the families are, what the show is going to provide is they're going to provide each of the families with $50,000 worth of resources for research. And then they have to present their findings to this panel of experts and try to, which will include like, I guess, scientists, theologians, cartographers, all of them, and then try to convince them that the earth is flat.
I don't think it's going to be that hard. Like literally YouTube rabbit holes do it on a daily basis. Like literally, yeah, I'm bold. Yeah. Listen, there's a fucking 75% chance Braden thought the earth was flat for a little bit. Because of YouTube. I'm being serious. He's prime fucking target for that shit.
Yeah. He's in there just being like, this is true. It's all true. It's flat. It's totally flat. You know, disregard all of basic physics. Just being like, it's like I mean, you could, for me, it's like, I don't know. You just try to be like, okay, the earth is flat. And I'd be like, I don't know. It's like, you still have to explain, you have to explain gravity. You have to explain all that stuff. Like you just like put two things in a vacuum and they fall at the same rate, whether it's a fucking lead ball or a feather. And you watch it. I've seen it. I've watched it. Like explain that. even basic stuff like artillery shelling, you're gonna be like, no, you have to compensate for the curvature of the earth. You have to factor that into your stuff.
I see the moon on a regular basis, and that thing looks flat as fuck to me.
That's true,
right?
The moon is flat, not the earth, though.
No,
moon is flat.
Just the, okay, that makes sense.
Just the moon,
yeah. Is that, I was going to wonder, like, do they think all the other planets are flat or no? Because we can see the other planets.
I remember seeing some comment where they're being like, no, all the other planets you can observe as being spheres because you can see them rotate, the different rotations. Like, yeah, you can see them as they rotate. So, like, no, the other ones are spheres, just Earth is flat, which is crazy.
That's weird.
On a whole different level.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, are they just hanging up there? Like, everybody's a sphere except us, you know? Okay, I get it. I guess this show is coming out on like a streaming platform called The Network.
Nice.
I guess that launched earlier this year, and its whole thing, it's got an interesting little kind of, I guess its whole deal is it's a free ad supported streaming platform. And I thought this was just kind of interesting. But it's rather than chase a volume to fill out the library, the network just has two shows at a time. And each of those episodes are released like once a week. So they have drama on Tuesdays right now and comedies on Thursday. I guess like currently the two shows that they're showing are The Green Veil, which is starring and executive produced by John Leguizamo. Ooh. And then there's another one called Chivalry, which is created and written by Steve Coogan and Sarah Soleimani.
Steve Coogan's hilarious.
Yeah. So I don't know what those shows are. I haven't seen them. This is April 30th, so it's pretty recent. So I haven't even checked this place out. Of course, I spend most of my time on Pluto TV.
Which we will be on eventually.
They don't pay me to say that. Yeah, they don't pay me to say that.
We will be on
until Pluto they do TV. Pay me to say that, because yeah, we'll be on it.
We're going to be on it. We will. Putting it out here. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
What, 2027?
We would fit perfect. It's Pluto. Space,
that's what I
aliens,
mean. Yeah, it's perfect.
It's us.
Yeah.
Like we fit, we slot right in there.
Right. Remember perfect. That for the pitch.
Yeah.
Okay. For the pitch meeting.
Write that down. Right. Yep. I'm writing it down right now.
Yep. And we're going to add Josh Hartnett to our team for the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just to
for sure.
Amp up the sex appeal. Mm-hmm. Right. He'll come out of retirement for that.
Up our smolder game.
Yeah. I'd say so. I just think that's good.
Mm-hmm. I can't squint for that long. Can't see it.
Yeah, no, we're not sexy enough.
Not sexy enough. No. Josh Hartnett on a bad day is way sexier than any of us.
Absolutely. That's fine. You can't blame us. So that's like 90% of the population. Right? Bet you didn't think we'd be talking about Josh Hartnett on a case file.
No.
But we did.
Or vampires. Or any half of the stuff that we thought about today.
Yeah.
You know. This is the powerest of power hours.
Yeah, very ADD. It happens.
Yeah, we're all over the place, 100%.
It happens.
They cut us loose, man. There's no structure. It's about nothing. Fucking anything time. Goes.
It's about time.
I don't know. Nobody gave us any kind of nobody gave us any direction for today. No. So we're just shooting.
I don't even think we knew we were doing it until an hour ago. So it's good.
I don't think we were sure. We threw stuff together, but we did it. We did it. We're here.
Yep.
You know,
the streak continues.
As soon as I mean, 100% disclosure, I was thinking maybe we weren't going to be able to record today, but then I was like, oh no, it's UFO World Day. We have to record today.
We owe it.
We owe it to the UFO community to record today.
So remember the list and make sure you air your grievances. You can send them to us if you want, whatever you want to do, but make sure there's an airing of grievances. That's ATT's contribution to the list.
Yeah.
Not so much door-to-door probing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get anybody to get arrested. But
when you're driving to the store to get your Jell-O for your UFO themed Jell-O mold, you can listen to us. You can listen to our podcast in your car while you're driving there.
This is true.
You know? And then in between. You know, when you guys are taking a break from intermission between Predator and Earth Girls Are Easy, pair well together, you know?
Yep.
You can listen to our podcast even more.
Fucking rants.
But I think Oh no, I did want to bring up. So, like, yeah, man, I didn't want to bring up this.
You did or you didn't?
I did. I wanted to bring this up before we finish up here, but it's like, I want people to kind of pay attention to in the news recently. We've got new monoliths popping up. I know people remember when that happened a while ago.
Big advertisement for Five Gum, right?
Yeah.
That was
that was the leading theory. Yes. Yeah. But yeah, we've got another mysterious monument. Apparently one popped up June 17th in Las Vegas. I guess the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department shared a tweet or what do they call them? X-ticles now? X's? They don't call them tweets.
Anyway, I think everyone still calls them tweets.
I guess they took two photos that they had this long vertical slab of metal that they said it appeared on a hiking trail near Gas Peak on the northern side of the Las Vegas area. So I guess they said they removed it like June 20th. They removed it saying it was necessary due to public safety and environmental concerns. Also, they don't want people contacting aliens through the interdimensional portal that it generates.
That's fair.
That's all in the tweet. You can check it. Mm-hmm. But then another one popped up just on 5 days later in Colorado. You had another one pop up. I guess this one was in northern Colorado and it was spotted at the top of a hill.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. The two look different. That's the only thing is like, at least the last ones were kind of like, you know, they were sort of similar in like height, width, like they were all pretty much similar. I think these two were a little bit different. And the second one that was in Colorado, that one was actually bolted to like a piece of concrete, like that came with it. Like, I guess whatever, it was bolted to something.
It's a lot to move.
I know, but nobody knows how it got there. But, you know, keep an eye out for more. I guess this is like, is this the new summer thing? Is this like the new summer thing we're doing? Is making monoliths, like dropping monoliths everywhere?
Of all the hobbies.
So I feel like this is.
I mean, listen, right time of year though. World UFO Day was coming, right? Maybe that's what they're doing. Add that to the list. Yeah. Make a monolith.
Make a monolith.
Yeah. And place it in a weird random fucking farm somewhere.
On a dairy farm somewhere. Yeah. I guess that wasn't. Yeah, you can add that to the list. I don't think UFO themed art was on there.
That's gotta be expensive. That much metal.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what kind of metal. If you just get like sheet metal and you just polished it,
it
like,
looks
you
know, yeah, like, okay, that makes sense.
If you just kind of, yep. Yeah,
okay.
If you give it a good polish, and you know,
it's pretty tall. It's like 8 feet tall, right? Is that?
I think so. Yeah, they're pretty. They look pretty tall. The one that was in Colorado was more like a rectangle. It wasn't like a pylon, which the other ones are kind of like just straight up and down. Mm-hmm. That one was almost like more like a square-ish rectangle, which is kind of an interesting choice that you just like slam it out there. I don't know. There's something about this, which is always interesting because it's like this stuff popped up. I remember when this stuff popped up, we're like, oh, aliens are showing up. They're coming. This is the thing. And now you can see these. Now you see these things pop up and you're just like another whatever.
Is
like,
it? Who's going to. Has anyone taken credit for them though?
No, not the first ones. They had a whole thing where they like, I'm pretty sure they had some footage or something like people like hauling them out there and had some people come forward. I think that said they'd kind of done it. Or they tracked down some people who had participated in like moving it or something. These ones, no, not as of yet. I mean, they're relatively, as far as like if it's a prank or something, these are relatively harmless. Like you're just like,
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, which I always find these pretty fun. You're just like, okay, they're going to, it's like a scavenger hunt. You just like pop that stuff out there. You're just like, how did it get out there? How did you move this stuff out there? You know, and nobody saw it.
The better question is why?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's, I don't know. It's kind of funny. Like, part of me, this is okay. Here's a venting of my Aryan agreement.
Let's go.
Why don't we have more good, harmless hoaxes? Like, why don't we have any good, just like normal hoaxes of people like running out there in alien costumes, like, oh, humans, I'm here to save you. And then they disappear and then whatever, you know, we don't have any of that anymore.
I think people are just hard to
the good nature hoaxes of just like, you know, the War of the Worlds kind of stuff. And like, always kind of just like everybody, somebody takes it either too seriously and they're like, oh, you know, you're making fun of all the people who do believe in aliens. Like, dude, chill out. Like, yeah. It was funny. Like, yeah. You know,
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody's like,
because like, and people might be like, "Oh, it just wouldn't work nowadays." But it's like, no, I've seen someone dress up like a fucking like a velociraptor, and people ran away. You know, you see those videos, you're like, "What the fuck?" Like, come on.
Well, I just like the hoaxes that are just like, you know, they are like these ones where they put this stuff out. It's mysterious. It's like, how did it took some effort. It obviously took some effort to put it out there. It's just weird. And it's just weird.
Even sheet metal. Okay. That thing's heavy as fuck.
Yeah. And you're just like, that's hilarious. You know, like that's weird. Just leave it out there and just be like, let it be weird. Let it be fucking weird. Don't
imagine if that was your farm though. And you're like, fuck, man. Like, what am I gonna do with this thing?
Let's just put a piece of concrete. Take this thing
to the fucking dump. Like, god damn it.
Let it rust here. Yeah,
that would be a huge pain in the ass. Like, I got a washing machine. I just had to buy a new one, and it's sitting over here. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
just put it on the front lawn, like a reel.
I would have liked to, but I can't. It'd be strata complaints. I'm gonna have to take it to the dump. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to see more good-natured hoaxes. You're just like, you don't get that stuff.
Add a hoax to the fucking... Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a monolith, but do a hoax.
No, you can do a UFO hoax. Yeah. You can do that too. You can build a, you know, a plywood and paper mache UFO and get some road flares and do a little hoax somewhere and put a little prank. Like, get hilarious. Some
fucking sweet Polaroids of them.
Mm-hmm.
Convince everybody saw the alien.
Put the sign them Guardian.
Oh yeah,
and send the VHS.
I Guardian, awesome. That was a fun one. That was a lot of fun to talk about. It was wicked.
But yeah, I mean, even Guardian is still kind of like up in the air whether it's a hoax or not. You know,
it was definitely fucking flat. All we saw was flashing lights and the guy setting off cassettes, being like, "Fucking UFO."
That's the truth. The truth is out there, UFO, man. Hilarious. Yeah. Like, just more of those would be nice. Like, man, I don't have any more. All those old creepy VHS tape quality videos. Like, I guess that's why we don't have them anymore.
Maybe that's videos
quality has come so much.
That's our fucking paranormal fucking show that we put on fucking whatever, Pluto TV, like Impractical Jokers, but we focus on alien related pranks. We try to like convince people that these are alien encounters. I don't think that's a bad idea.
That's the how's that not Fear Factor? How's that not the
the one with, was it with Tracy Morgan?
Yeah,
there was the one with
Shannon Doherty was one down there too.
The one with the alien, the one where the guy thought there was an alien. That was fucked. That person was shitting their pants. More fun, more easygoing, fun natured. Like silly alien fucking.
I mean, I remember the one where they had like the guy in like the high quality Sasquatch costume, like terrorizing those people in the RV. Like,
yeah, that's terrifying.
I'd be so mad.
I'd be shitting my pants. Imagine if it was on TV too. Everybody could see.
I know. We saw you. We saw you at the Ouija board.
Yeah, terrifying. No, that was, you guys were fucking with me. I knew it too. God, I hate myself for that. I fucking knew it. I saw it. I sniffed it out, and then it still got me. I bought into the moment.
Yeah, but if it were like a Sasquatch costume thing, man, I'd be fucking out in the middle of nowhere in an RV. I'd be fucking.
I'm scared enough camping. You don't know what it is.
Yeah,
it could be a bear. It's just as equally as scary. There are real things out there that are terrifying.
That's true. You wouldn't want to be a bear. Like, it could be a mountain lion. It could be anything.
Actually,
like, if you literally saw it as Sasquatch, because they show that dude's face, I was like, that is a good Sasquatch costume.
I would rather, be fucking bludgeoned to death or mauled by a Sasquatch than killed by a bear.
Mm.
Bear, like, a fucking Sasquatch is going to, like, pound you, like, just grab you and, like, slam you, right? Where a bear is going to eat your ass. Mm. And you're going to be alive.
Ass first.
Yes. Like, getting eaten by a bear, worse than getting killed by Sasquatch. Worse.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw the Revenant.
Yeah. Like,
I don't want to get attacked.
Fucking. Yeah. But our boy Hugh Glass wins, doesn't he? He survives.
Yeah. He does. Yeah. But he can't talk.
This is true. He was a real guy, right?
Yeah. I thought it was based on a true story.
Yeah. That was a good fucking movie.
Happy. It was a pretty good movie.
That was a good movie.
Is that Prime DiCaprio?
No. That's good. You want to get into Prime DiCaprio? My Prime DiCaprio is probably different than your Prime DiCaprio.
I don't know if I've ever really liked Leonardo DiCaprio all that much.
What?
be like Prime. I think he's good. I'm just amazing. I've never been like, I'm not going to be like, I'm going to go out my way to be like, go see it later.
He's in my, like, in my top 10 list of movies. He's in like fucking four of them. Mm. Like, he's phenomenal. But it does, like, it does help that you pair yourself up with one of the greatest directors of all times. Mm. You know, right? Like, that's being in a Scorsese movies definitely helps you out, I think.
Yeah.
So. But I think he's a good actor too.
Yeah. I don't know. He was good. I don't know. Prime DiCaprio. Maybe Prime DiCaprio is Romeo and Juliet. I thought he was really good.
He was great in that. That's not Prime. within the last
that
fucking.
He peaked. That was it.
Within the last 20 years, we get fucking The Departed. We get fucking Catch Me If You Can. We get fucking The Revenant. You know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Like, that's that kind of shit is pretty DiCaprio. Django, like. But he's usually partnered with like phenomenal directors Django too, right?
Yeah. I just let him go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for this edition of the double duo emergency DEFCON 1 crew.
He needs to fill a hole. We'll fill a hole.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
With an alien probe, probably.
Fucking right.
So happy World UFO Day to everybody out there. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you watch our top movies. I hope you make your
grievances
UFO themed area grievances and make your UFO themed frisbees. Take photos, send them, share them on our Facebook group or send them to us in our Discord. We'd love to, I 100% would love to see UFO themed frisbees in our Discord server, which you can only find on our Patreon, which is Patreon at Alien Theories.
It's on our socials. Yeah, it's on our socials. You should be on it.
I don't normally do this. I should have practiced this before we got on here.
It's good.
But, you know, we don't have all our Patreon. We'll get our Patreon supporters next time once everybody's whole crew is here.
That's sorry. Not within our capabilities.
Yeah, it's not my wheelhouse.
No.
Sorry, everybody. But, you know, as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.